Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this podcast. Now, today is Saturday, the 27th of April, and yesterday I sent an email out to our free industry mailing list. And members, of course, you're on that list. We have two lists, one for a member update that you pay for, and an industry update where I give a lot to the industry, of course, but not to the detriment of members. But as general information for everyone, with members noting, more information will come. Now, we knew that the Body Corporate Community Management Act had some significant amendments last year with a commencement date not long released of the 1st of May, so coming days, so 1st of May 2024. That's the coming Wednesday. Now, we don't specialise, Real Estate Excellence don't specialise in body corporate law, but of course, when there's matters that affect the real estate and property management industry, we certainly do our best to keep across what you need to know and we need to know for you. So we knew from the 1st of May, and I provided information to members with the April member update. The April member update, which we emailed to you on the 8th of April, alerted you to the fact that we had new laws in the Body Corporate Community Management Act from here on in, the BCCM, that were commencing the 1st of May. We also knew as a broader picture under Labor government policy in Queensland that pets and body corporate, there were going to be changes for that. So just step back for a moment. You know, as part of the big picture, that from the 1st of October 2022, the Residential Tenancies Rooming Accommodation, the RTRA Act, had substantial new sections in relation to pets and rental property. So this is a further extension of that, but in the body corporate community management sector. So on the 8th of April, members, we alerted you that the commencement date for the body corporate laws, which will impact our industry, is the 1st of May. On the 24th of April, so just a couple of days gone, the regulation to the new sections of the Act were approved and released, with commencement also on the 1st of May. So I'm madly learning reading it at the moment, and in short, I just want to do a shout out for particularly members, but also anyone in the industry listening. There's a new section that was put in, so a new section of the BCCM Act that was put in to commence 1 May, which it will. Section 169, capital B, and it's about bylaws about keeping animals and guide hearing and assistance dogs are not animals, so they're exempt from these laws. And it's in relation to bylaws that must not prohibit the keeping or bringing of an animal onto a lot of common property or restrict the number, type, or size of an animal that an occupier can bring. So there's owners of lots and then there's occupiers, which generally means tenants under body corporate law. And it's predominantly covering that it's going to be very difficult for body corporate bylaws to restrict no pets at all. So that's one of the main purposes of the Queensland Labor government when they put this legislation through some time ago to commence 1st of May 2024. So part of the significance of this is, as I say, the 24th of April, the regulation to the Act was released and approved to again commence on the 1st of April with the new provisions. Now, members, and particularly those who attend my training, understanding the Act and the Head of State and the regulation, the subordinate document that complements the Act. So the regulation is the key here at the moment that I'll talk to in brief. Members, I'll be providing more information with the May 2024 member update. Plus, I'll be covering this in my half-day property management excellence training being held throughout Queensland. I'll just cover that briefly later. So basically, there's provisions in the BCCM Act under Section 169B in relation to the body corporate or the committee may refuse to grant approval for pets only if the owner of the lot or the occupier, being the tenant, is unwilling or unable to keep the animal in accordance with reasonable conditions that are set out in the Act. So part of this also, I'll just go a bit further. If a bylaw requires for a written approval of body corporate or a committee to keep or bring an animal onto the body corporate lot or the common area, the body corporate or the committee must, after receiving a request for approval, within the period prescribed by the regulation applying to the body corporate scheme, decide whether to grant the approval, and may in writing grant the approval subject to conditions that are in circumstances reasonable and appropriate. For example, animals must be in a carry cage, pet pram, or etc. Animals waste must be disposed of and be, you know, obviously reasonable about other people, odour, waste, etc. Now, as I say, team, the regulations are only just been released, and I emailed out in part yesterday some of the information that had only just come to hand. And basically what's going to happen is from the 1st of May, when it comes to body corporates and tenants requesting pets, there will be a prescribed form, and the committee must decide within a certain time frame in relation to the keeping of a pet. Because before this, we must remember, there was no prescribed time frame. It could have been up to a year when the general meeting was set. So again, it's a specialised field, and I don't specialise in it, but I know general information, as you may know as well. So the regulation amendment introduces now a time frame of 21 days, which is called the prescribed period, for a body corporate to consider a pet request. We didn't have this. We have it now from 1st of May 24. If the committee does not make a decision within the prescribed period, the animal is taken to being approved. Alternatively, and this is a key, alternatively, if a general meeting is needed to decide the request, the animal will be taken to be approved by the body corporate if either a general meeting is not called within 21 days. I'll just repeat that. A general meeting is not called within 21 days after the request is made, the relevant period, and the body corporate does not decide the request within 6 weeks after the general meeting notice is sent out. So there's two parts. There's a time frame of 21 days for a body corporate to consider a pet. If they do not make a decision within that time, it's taken to be approved. However, if a decision can't be made because a general meeting has to be called, the general meeting has to be called within 21 days, and there's a time period after that. So watch this space. The Body Corporate Community Management website will have fact sheets and information from the 1st of May. And members, I'll be sourcing that for you and more from the 1st of May. And no doubt the RTA, who don't look after the BCCM, will also provide links and information on their website. I will be including this in the Property Management Excellence PME half-day events that start at the end of May and into June. So I'll be doing my second session around the state beginning late May, and then in June, one session each location, where I'll be covering Stage 2 tenancy law reform, what we know now and what you need and want to know, the new PO Form 6, which we know starts 1st of May 2024, the BCCM laws, and an update about compulsory mandatory continuing professional development, CPD. So there's a lot going on, my friends, but all is well. Members, rest assured, as always, we're onto it. And as I say, working on it now with a lot more to come to you in the coming days, weeks, etc., and particularly with the May member update. realestateexcellence.com.au, under training events, you will see information about the upcoming training and education. Hope to see you there, and thanks to many who've already booked. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me, and bye for now.